Hi, I'm Sam Jones, and these are the Red Bull Basement Sessions.
Why are other people making money from the time that I spend online?
Hundreds of different companies are collecting this information, they're aggregating it, and they're selling it.
So, how do I get a share of this for myself? When he launched his startup, entrepreneur Sam Jones was posing questions nobody else was.
Disrupting the status quo.
Which led to him becoming one of the most exciting young entrepreneurs to emerge in the world of digital data.
And the founder of Generate.
Which has evolved to become a browser that allows people to take back control
and earn from their own data.
The dragons in the British version of Dragon's Den were so impressed with Sam's business idea,
£60,000 in return for 10% equity,
that it didn't take long for all but one of them to offer him the full investment that he came for.
And they called it the best pitch ever.
Talking to me about seizing the moment in those potentially metamorphic situations,
how you think about yourself and how you view the situation will impact everything that happens next.
It's my pleasure to welcome to this episode of the Red Bull Basement Sessions podcast, the entrepreneur, Sam Jones. I'm Tom Carroll, and Red Bull Basement is here to support students to challenge the status quo and make a positive impact with their tech ideas, now and for the future. At the beginning of each episode, we like to do something that we call quickfire questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so first off, latest app that got you excited?
Oof, God, good question. Probably the Generate app that we're building at the minute, actually, yet to be announced.
Apart from your phone and laptop, what is the number one gadget you can't do without?
iPad.
Newspaper or news app?
News app.
And do you use that news app on your favourite gadget, the iPad?
I do indeed, and my iPhone. Oh God, it's an ad for Apple here by mistake.
Do you keep a to-do list? And if you do, is it on your phone, your laptop, or are you old school and you do it on paper?
I do keep a to-do list, one on my laptop, and then I do have an old school kind of one in my notepad, a Moleskine notebook that I use every day.
I can respect that. Having fear or having no fear, which do you think is better?
Having fear, definitely.
How do you keep determined even when others tell you it's impossible?
I take a lot of motivation and a lot of drive from within and from the people around me as well.
Well, that leads beautifully onto my next question. Who has inspired you the most on this journey so far?
I'm super inspired by anyone that's achieving things that we previously thought weren't achievable. So whether that's athletes or entrepreneurs or musicians, yeah. I'm super fortunate that we've got an interesting mix of people on board with Generate who inspire me every day, like Tiny Temper, one of our investors, he's a rapper, through to Harry Redknapp, a former football manager, he's also an investor, through to the former managing director of Spotify, he's an investor in Generate too. So I'm lucky to spend time around these people and learn from them a lot.
That was the quickfire round, and now we get onto the main part of the show. Global innovators and the entrepreneurial spirit is what Red Bull Basement is about at its core. So how does your work force you to be innovative?
So what we're doing at Generate fundamentally is disrupting the status quo. We are empowering people to have control of their data and to be able to earn from it themselves. We're challenging convention by default.
Okay, so what I really want to know is, how much is my data really worth and who is paying for it?
So there's an adage right now that I think a lot of people are familiar with, and it's this saying that if you're not paying for a product, then you are the product. And this is very, very true. If we think about all of the services and all of the things that we use, whether we're searching for things on the internet, on popular search engines, whether we're going to websites, whether we're using social media, what's amazing is when you realize that these guys are collecting our information and they're making money from it. And on an individual basis, it's actually quite a lot of money. So what we see right now is the average person is worth between £5 and £25 per month. But this can totally change dependent on who you are, what you do, and all sorts of different variables.
And who exactly are the people that are profiting from this type of data?
A lot of big tech companies, some of whom you know the names of, and a lot of whom you've never heard of. So for example, if you go to a website and you see a cookie banner where it says, will you allow cookies? The word cookie is simply another word for a tracker. And when you click yes or allow or accept, you're not just allowing that individual business to start tracking you. There are a lot of companies out there who are holding your information that you're not even aware of, and they're making money from it.
So that was both a really scary, but a really great explanation, because in that short time, I've now got a much better understanding of how it all works. And obviously, you know all of the ins and outs, which has actually let you start this journey of developing Generate. So could you quickly explain what Generate is and what it does?
I come from the world of marketing. And what I realized when I was in a marketing role is the fact that everything we do online is being tracked. Literally everything, every question we search for, every website we go to, every item we buy, tens and often hundreds of different companies are collecting this information, they're aggregating it, and they're selling it so that they make money from it. But what I believed, really, really simply, was that when people become aware of the fact that this is happening, when people realize that their data is valuable and that other companies are selling it to make money from it, I thought that people would want one of two things: either the ability to stop this from happening so they could have more control, or the ability to earn from it themselves and to share in the rewards that are created from their data. So we founded Generate to build technology that would empower people to be able to control or earn from their own data. So really simply, what Generate is right now is it's a browser that's totally free and anyone can use. And we give all of our users a very simple choice between privacy mode, where we will stop all companies from tracking you online, or rewards mode, where you choose to share your data with us and we aim to monetize it for you so that you earn from it in return.
It's just such a genius idea to an issue that obviously I know a lot of people are waking up to at the moment. Obviously, the important stage after you have an idea is you have to do something with it to take it from an idea into reality. And your Dragon's Den pitch went viral. That was a big moment that you seized, which changed your life forever. What went on inside your head just moments before that pitch?
Oh, it was pretty crazy. So I think what's really interesting is we all know from watching it on TV that when you walk out of that lift on Dragon's Den, anything can happen. But of course, you need to remember that from the individual's perspective, so from my side, you hardly sleep the night before because you're so nervous. So you're standing there in this lift, lightheaded, butterflies are multiplying in your stomach, and you're doing your best to try to hold it together. But then, of course, your head's getting noisy, you can't remember your opening line anymore, and you're standing there just telling yourself to breathe and breathe. And then you walk out of that lift into total silence. You can hear the sound of your own footsteps echo around the room as you walk towards the mark on the floor, and you have these five dragons lined up in front of you. And then you get to your mark and you have to pitch. And that is tough. That's really tough. I think that's challenging no matter who you are.
So how do you prepare for something like that?
So what I did, obviously, in the run-up to the event was you'd practice and you practice and you practice. And I think it's like with anything, really. If you're studying for an exam or if you're learning, there's kind of two levels of understanding. There's that surface level where you're trying to regurgitate or remember something. But then when you've really got it, the words come from your loins. It's like real understanding that's coming out of your belly. And I made sure that I obviously understood my business and I understood my pitch to a point where I was no longer thinking about it, but it was a part of me that I was just expressing. And then really, it just came to a point of making sure that I could keep a clear head and try to execute that. So breathing in those moments beforehand and then getting out there and just telling my story. Because of course, the only thing that is in your control in the instance of a pitch like Dragon's Den is the pitch itself. So you need to make sure that you nail that and that you communicate your key points. And then afterwards, it's totally open to Q&A and it can go anywhere.
Nice. So, I mean, I think a really important lesson from that is take control of what you can, but be okay with what you can't control and just hope you're prepared enough, basically, and prepare yourself enough for those moments. What impact did that TV appearance on Dragon's Den actually have for you and the business going forward?
So the reaction was incredible. We could never have imagined it. We ended up, the pitch itself went viral and it had over 20 million views on Facebook, more than 5 million views on LinkedIn, millions more on other platforms. As a result of that, we were averaging a new download every 10 seconds for about 7 or 8 weeks. More than 30 different press outlets wrote about us and they called it the best pitch ever. And then off the back of this momentum, we ended up raising a modest round of about £2.1 million. To accelerate the business. And we included in a Dragon's Den first, Tesh Lalvani, one of the dragons who missed out on the deal in the den. He called up and he said, Sam, I've got to be a part of this journey. I've got to come on board. So ultimately, we had a really crazy ride. And if I look at where we are today, about 4 months ago, there were just four of us in the team at Generate. Today, there's 12 of us. By the end of the year, there'll be 15 of us. So we're moving in a really positive direction. And our aim and ambition is to be on 100 million devices within the next 24 months.
That sounds really exciting, to be honest. So you clearly managed to seize the moment, but how do you actually get these moments to happen? Like, you've spoken about preparation and there's obviously a lot of dedication to the idea, but maybe there's something else. I'd just love to hear your thoughts on that.
The thing that I find most empowering is if you zoom out for a moment and you recognize that the internet itself is only 30 years old. Google is 23 years old. Facebook is 17 years old. Instagram's about 12 years old. TikTok is 6 years old. So these businesses and these Goliaths that we use every day are only in their infancy. And what I find incredibly empowering is the thought or the knowledge that the people who founded these companies are just like us, and that all of these started as an idea on a piece of paper. And when you recognize this, I think that life becomes a lot more interesting because you realize that we have the power to imagine a new future and to build it ourselves.
Yeah.
And I think with that as the context and with that as the backdrop, we have the ability to create our own opportunities and to really drive a future or any future that we want. So that's how I view the world.
That's a really, really nice way to view the world, to be honest. I think a lot more people could feel kind of empowered when they hear something like that. But if there's a contestant on the Red Bull basement or someone going for that job interview or to that pitch for an angel investor where one moment means everything, do you have some words of wisdom for that person?
Absolutely. So I think it all comes down to your mindset. I'll give an example in an investment scenario here, but it's exactly the same for a job interview or for any of those other examples that you gave. And obviously, it's just that the context or the details change slightly. How you think about yourself and how you view the situation will impact everything that happens next. So you need to start by reminding yourself that you're not singing for your supper. You never stand hat in hand asking for money. That's the quickest way to turn someone off. Instead, you must believe that you're sharing a secret with the investor. You're telling them about an opportunity that they're not aware of. You're pulling away the curtain and unveiling a hidden truth that's been in front of their eyes all along. And if they're lucky, you might be willing to invite them on the journey with you. I think when that's your mindset, and you can apply that to when you're in a job application or you're applying to Red Bull Basement, when you have that underlying confidence and belief and you frame things in that manner, you can tell a much more compelling story than if you're standing there asking someone to give you something.
Do you think that's something that you've used throughout your life up until this point? Or maybe is that something you've learned along the way, even just recently?
It's definitely something that I've learned along the journey. When you realize this, it can really change how you approach situations, and that can change the outcomes too.
All right, and finally, I'd really like to know, in your opinion, how has Generate shaken up the world of online tracking and monetizing?
By putting people at the heart of what we do, by being transparent, by telling people that everything they do is being tracked, but that we believe they should have a choice in stopping this or earning from it, we have kind of captured the zeitgeist of a generation. We're currently pretty small with 500,000 users, but we're growing very, very quickly. And I think there's no doubt in my mind that this is the future. Whether it's us or someone else, there will be a multi-billion dollar business in the near future that's a household name that we all use to passively control and earn from our data. And when this happens, we'll wonder why it was ever any different. People will say, oh, people have always earned from their data. Of course they have. It's our data. We should make money from it ourselves. And what our aim is and our ambition is to ensure that we're the business that brings this to life. So we've got really, really big goals. We're at a very early stage. It's step one of a 10 or a 100 step journey. I am very confident that this is where the world will move to.
So that was Sam Jones, entrepreneur, disruptor, and a pitching genius. Next time, we meet one of the rising stars of parkour, Hazal Nahir.
I felt like something completely clicked, like unlocked in my mind, and I was so calm and I just did it.
We meet Hazal and find out how she overcomes both physical and mental barriers as she tries to perfect her discipline. Red Bull Basement is not just a podcast. It's an initiative to support impactful, feasible, and creative tech ideas from student innovators from around the world and support these changemakers in realizing their vision. Follow Red Bull Basement Sessions on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And visit redbullbasement.com to find more stories from innovators who are driving positive change around the world.